What's up, guys? Welcome to BHL Conversations. I'm your host, D'Angelo Friday. We got another special guest in the building. Let's get to it.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Conversations.
Had to get Dallas in here, bro. You know, you don't sound very proud of this song being played right now.
Yo.
So we got my boy Pierce Simpson in here. If you don't know Pierce, you need to get to know him. He is an anchor and a writer for Complex Magazine, and he's interviewed some of the hottest celebrities, some of your favorite celebrities out. But first of all, thanks for joining me, man.
No problem. First of all, your research is impeccable to get the role. Ice cream paint job. This is bringing back like high school senior memories.
So I mean, do you like this song? Do you claim the role in public and conversation?
Yeah. You know, listen, he rides for the Dallas Cowboys, so anybody that's a Cowboys fan,
we all make mistakes in life. That's okay.
Listen, I know you're from DMV area.
Yeah, I'm from DC, so
you like watching the Redskins.
So, first of all, thank you for joining us. We got a special guest in the building. Once again, I'm D'Angelo. You can find me on Instagram or on Twitter. On Twitter at D'Angelo TV and on Instagram at D'Angelo, but it's not about me. Come on. We got Pierce Simpson in the building. On Instagram, you can hit him up at Pierce.Simpson and on Twitter at Pierce Simpson. And ladies, he does respond to his DMs, so you can hit my boy up if you want. You know, whatever works for you guys.
D'Angelo trying to get me caught up.
I'm trying to get you some opportunities. That's what I'm trying to do. But look, guys, so if you don't know Pierce, as I said, works for Complex Magazine, originally from Dallas. He's interviewed some of the hottest stars out. We got some pictures of him with KD. He's interviewed Kevin Hart, Wiz Khalifa, Shaq, and Von Miller. Man, thanks for coming through and joining me, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. That was an incredible intro. I probably need to take you everywhere I go just for those intros like that. That was great.
So there's my picture proof that Pierce is the man to you guys if you're watching. That's KD. I think we got a picture of Wiz and we got a picture of Von. Man, what's it been like? Kind of, though, I will get deep into it, but like looking at that, man, how do you feel? What do you feel when you look at that? Just interviewing some of these stars.
First, I feel proud. Hmm. You know, God has been good this year and change that I've been in Los Angeles and be able to be in this opportunity. Complex, you know, believing in me. Hmm. You know, Nadeska, Alexis, Cornell Brown, Natalie Edgar, for those people to believe in me and put me in these situations where I can interview the likes of like Von Miller, Wiz Khalifa, and Kevin Durant. That's incredible. Like Von Miller literally grew around where I grew up.
Word.
Like his folks lived down the street from my grandfather. Wow. So it's a small world.
It's crazy how that works, man. Yeah. I think, every interview I like about it, and you told me this before, you know, when I reached out to interview you, you were kind of like, man, it's, you want to interview me? And I think that humility kind of comes across in your interviews. It's not about you, you know what I mean? It's about that talent. And I think it comes across because those interviews are really good, man.
I really enjoy them. Thank you. That's always my approach. It's like, they're not here to see me. They're here to talk to, whoever I'm interviewing. So that's the main focus. It's like, let's find out more about them and make them feel comfortable. And that's always important to me.
And with humility, then you need to be rewarded. You need to know who Pierce Simpson is, man. He does a lot of great interviews. But if you guys don't believe me when I say that Pierce is a big deal, I think Shaq said something actually pretty pretty outstanding. I think you were so happy about it, you put it on your Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
And so we got this video of Shaq post-interview.
Legend Shaquille O'Neal, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're Pierce Simpson?
I'm Pierce Simpson.
I didn't know who I was talking to. What's up, Pierce?
We saved that. It gives me G14 classification right there.
I love that. I love Shaq's like, which says a lot about Shaq, the fact that he like is in the interview and he's like, you know, I guess he's done so many interviews. He's like, oh, snap, you're Pierce.
Right. And it's like, it's such a surreal experience because in your mind, especially for me at that point in time, I was like, is he joking? Is he serious? Like, which one is it? Because he said my first and last name.
I'm Pierce Simpson.
And I'm like, wait a second. Okay, we're going to run with this. I'm pointing to the camera and
we're
going to run with
this. That one.
Man, that was amazing.
You know, I love that. So, yeah, man, if y'all don't think Shaq's a big deal, I don't know what to tell you. But before we really get into the interview, man, I got two very important questions for you.
Okay.
Because we're not going to cut. No BS in this interview, right?
Listen, I'm from the South.
All right, I like that. So there is a wrong answer in this situation.
Okay,
all right?
Pressure.
So my first question for you, Kendrick or Drake, bro?
Ooh,
Kendrick or Drake?
I'm going to give you a cop-out answer.
No, politically correct.
Cop-out answer. It depends on the mood, depends on the situation.
All right.
Both stars, though.
Okay, fair. I'll let you BS me.
Killing 2017.
So if you want to hit up your ex, listen to Drake. If you want to be back at your ex place. If you want to learn about the real...
I give you the scenario.
Okay.
You ready? Uh-huh. You going to play ball. You trying to get right. You got Kendrick. You put Kendrick on.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
you trying to, you know, get your lady over something that's still like keeps your man car, keeps you straight, keeps you cool, but still has enough emotion to get Drake.
Listen. Drake keeps your man car.
Yeah, he got hits now. He got hits now. All right, Drake got hits now.
We'll take that. We'll take that. And then my second question for you: Kobe or LeBron?
Ooh-wee.
No cop out in this one. You got to pick, bro.
I will pick.
Okay.
We talking like overall legacy? Or are we just talking just personal preference?
Personal preference.
Okay.
Both.
Okay, growing up Kobe, but as I get older, definitely LeBron. Mm. I have an appreciation for LeBron. Mm.
I think over time we'll appreciate LeBron way more.
I have a theory that LeBron is like the Barack Obama of the NBA in the sense that when he's here as the superstar of the league, we take him for granted, right? But once he leaves, you'll appreciate him.
Man,
yeah, he was like, I wish he was here.
I will say 3-5 in the finals is kind of tough. That's not good. He's got to fix that before he retires.
You can make a case that he's just. Okay.
We'll get into it. I don't know. But first of all, man, what's it been like for you interviewing some of the hottest names in sports, music, and entertainment for you and your process as a reporter and a host?
It's been incredible. It's been surreal. It's something that I kind of pinch myself every time that I may go through my Instagram and see the people that I've been fortunate enough to talk to and interview. It's been mind blowing. It's been something I can't explain. I literally have notes on my phone of the people that I've talked to in my first year here in Los Angeles. And it's God, man. I can't attest to anybody else.
Is this something you always envisioned doing for yourself? Like, have you always wanted to be a reporter, interviewer?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So this career that I'm in, I kind of fell into it. I graduated college. Somebody was like, "You might be good on camera. Let's try it." And I was like, "All right." No, it definitely wasn't. Okay. It definitely wasn't. But you know, my senior year of college, I wanted to go to law school and become a general manager of a team, whether NBA or NFL. So that was always my thought process. Graduated college, I was like, you know what, Nice Kicks is in Austin, I stay in Austin, let's give this a shot. Gave it a shot and I never really looked back.
Took off.
Yeah, but what's funny is growing up I wanted to be a weatherman, so I guess it kind of
interesting
it works out. Yeah.
You're a reporter, yeah. Interviewer,
you know, thing. Hey, listen, life comes full circle. Yeah.
I had a weird one when I was younger. I wanted to be a bus driver for some really weird reason, bro. It was before football player. Yeah. It was bus driver.
I had a friend of mine that wanted to be a trash man.
Who knows what's going on with kids? Like, hey, you got to pay the bills. They work hard too, man.
I hear trash men get checks out here.
Do they?
Solid checks from what I've heard.
So obviously I'm in the wrong industry. What was the biggest name that made you really question if what you're doing was really happening? Like when you had a surreal moment in the interview?
That is a great question. I would probably say Kevin Hart.
Mm.
Because not only did I was able to interview him one-on-one, I was able to moderate a social media thing that he had prior to his What Now special coming out. So it was some of the top social media influencers that you see in the game. And I was moderating that event and talking to Kevin one-on-one in front of this room of people that have millions of followers on social media. That was humbling.
It was kind of surreal.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I think that's interesting. I watched the Kevin Hart interview, and you know he's a comedian. He's cracking jokes. Yeah. I don't know how you didn't laugh in the mic. Yeah. Like, how you weren't just, like, crack. Because I'd have been like,
Right.
But you kept your composure, and this stuff was funny, bro.
It was. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate that, and I'm glad the interview came off well. It's, I don't know. Sometimes when you get an interview, you kind of have to get in the zone. And I treat every interview like I'm playing the game because I play competitive sports growing up. So I kind of treat it that way, stay in the zone. But it was definitely tough considering how hilarious he is. Yeah.
What sports did you play? Football?
Grew up playing football. That was my first love. Got to high school. I was like, I'm not growing like I should. I'm not as big as everybody here. So I'm going to just stick to basketball. Play basketball, but football is my first love.
Okay, that's what's up. So yeah. Cowboys, the Mavericks.
Yep, all Dallas area teams. Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, Stars.
Once again, we all make mistakes in life, guys. So how do you recommend preparing for big interviews like that, big stars? What's anybody who's aspiring to be a host or interviewer?
Before you do anything else, tell yourself that you can do it. Tell yourself that I can do it. You know, this is nothing. Not necessarily nothing, but I'm not in a position where I can't live up to the expectations or fulfill the need. So you just tell yourself that. I got it. I can handle this. And then it's preparation. And I learned that from Sean Evans firsthand when I was interviewing just to try and get the job. His research is second to none. His ability to just dive in, find out everything about the person he's interviewing is something I picked up on and just ran with. So when you see Sean Evans killing it on Hot Ones and he knows all these different tidbits, it's because he puts in the work. So that's where I learned from. So I would say, tell yourself you can do it. Research the person that you're talking to. and everything else to take care of itself.
Was that a challenge for you? Was that something that immediately you were like, I can do this? Or like your first big interview, you were really intimidated? What was that like?
It actually helped me. It helped ease my nerves. I would say my first interview at Complex was Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
So you're like coming out the gate swinging, right? So like my first week, I think it was Rob Gronkowski on a Wednesday, Pharrell on a Friday.
Wow.
And then like Common in a week.
Wow.
So I knew I couldn't waste any time. I had to be ready. So I just took those keys that I learned from different anchors that were there before me at Complex. I call them the OGs. And I just watched their moves, kind of like how a player watches, let's say how KD may look at LeBron and take tips from his game.
Right.
I'm not trying to compare myself to any of those people, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So you take those tips and those keys and it helps you. So that's what I did, soaked up that knowledge, and it was able to help me.
And as an interviewer, are you looking at like LeBron and KD, looking at your game afterwards or looking at your interview afterwards and critiquing yourself?
Yeah. So like you're always more critical on yourself immediately after the interview before you watch it, because you're like, man, I should have said this, or I should have did this, or why did I do this? And then when you watch it on tape, it's not as bad as it may seem. It may even be great, you know what I'm saying, depending on who's watching and their perspective. But I'm always tough on myself. Right after the interview, I'm like, okay, I should have did this right. I should have did this. I should have did this. And I translate that into my next interview, and I just keep building from there. And it's helped me so far.
What was cool, Complex doesn't have you just doing entertainment. You interviewed one of the potential VP at the time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What was that experience like? What was that preparation like?
First of all, I want to thank Nadeska, Alexis for that opportunity, and Natalie Edgar and Cornell Brown, everybody involved at Complex to even think to put me in that, you know, opportunity.
It's a big compliment. Yeah.
That's just amazing, right? It kind of happened so quickly. And I think that was a blessing in disguise for me, because it didn't give me time to just think about the moment and who I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. So I think the interview was on a Saturday. I found out maybe on a Thursday night that it was a potential possibility. Right. That Friday, I really had to bunker
so
down.
You
and
had
start.
One day to prep.
Pretty much like one day.
Wow.
Like one day, because everything was happening so fast. And being there and just seeing the gravity and the type of just the moving parts, like how much Secret Service is there, how much security you have to go through the interview, the preparation, the amount of media publications there. It's a lot, but it was very humbling. You know, it kind of just
surreal.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. And I even talking about it, I feel honored. You know what I'm saying? It's just an honor.
Well, I mean, once again, I ain't gonna keep complimenting you, man, but like that was another great interview. I mean, you're doing your thing. What?
Appreciate it.
Other than Kevin Hart, because I don't want you to say that. Was there a funniest interview that you've had, or most
funniest,
intriguing situation with an interview?
Oh, the funniest interview, and it's like my dad's personal favorite, is Iman Shumpert.
Okay, I the one where you had him talk about his own teammates. I don't know if you even interviewed him more than once, but that was great.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate it. So that was also one of like my first interviews, and we did it right before the ESPYs. Right after they won the title.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, this is like one of the first big time interviews from a Cavalier.
Yeah.
Right after they won in seven games during last year's final. And amazing soul, great guy, very genuine. You know, what you may see on his Instagram or him rapping, it's definitely him.
Yeah,
that's him. And to be able to just get candid and talk about his teammates like that in a fun way, a joking way, it was great. I loved it.
Do you, so speaking of basketball, KD obviously won a championship, got a finals MVP.
Shout out KD.
Shout out to KD. Shout out to, he from DMV. I got to claim him now.
Yeah, spent some time in Texas. Yeah. So
that one year, whatever. what's it been like? I know you've interviewed him maybe a couple times now.
I've interviewed him once, almost had a potential chance to interview him during Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Just had some technical difficulties, so it didn't go through. But two times.
Okay.
Two times. One official, one unofficial.
What is that? What was that like? You were telling me you had some funny stories about KD. How do you feel about him winning his championship?
Right.
Yeah.
First and foremost, congrats to him and the Warriors winning the title. I think he just made the right move for himself. And that's what we have to remember at the end of the day. There may be players, and we root for certain teams with their individuals who have dreams, goals, futures. So he made the right move for him and his family, and seeing him with his mother last night on the court was like sheer joy.
That was cool.
So I was like, you know what, KD, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, do your thing. That's great. And he's a bad boy out there now. Like, let's not get it twisted.
He was the best player on the court, and LeBron was on
ridiculous.
The court. So
it was crazy.
Yeah.
But as far as interviewing KD, I was afforded the opportunity through Nike, so that was a great chance. And just being able to sit down with him, very humble guy. Very chill, very laid back, almost quiet.
Mm.
You know, almost quiet, unless you bring up the Redskins. And, you know, I definitely gave him some grief about that. He gave me some grief about me being a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, you know, we don't like you guys.
That's fair. And he told me that in so many words. I was like, hey, KD, can we see a colorway in a, can we see one of your shoes in a Cowboys colorway?
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a few expletives, but that's fine.
You know, is this pre or post interview that you did this?
But that's fine. And I wouldn't want it any other way. Mm. But great guy, very humble. And you can tell he's very much a student in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so. And maybe it's a little different when you're when you have him at Complex.
And I have a funny story about KD.
Oh, go ahead first.
So it goes back deeper than just me interviewing him.
Okay.
So KD was a freshman at Texas when I was about to be a freshman in high school.
Okay.
So I went to this UT basketball camp the summer before my freshman year of high school. He happened to be in Austin during that time. When I tell you he's still the greatest player that I've seen live.
I believe you.
It's, and he was like 18, yeah. like 17, 18.
He was nasty in Texas.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Like, the dude never missed. He was like the tallest human being I had seen in person.
Dribbling,
crossing over people, sinking jumpers. Like the player you see now, that was him as a teenager. And I called my dad immediately after the camp. I was like, listen, this Kevin Durant guy, whoever this is, he not playing center. He playing point guard and he taking over. Fast forward all these years later and he's still dominating. So yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. So yeah. What would you say, because especially when you see them at press conferences post-game, and I know it's a little different.
Yeah.
Athletes can be dry. They can be really boring.
They definitely can.
Even though I know they have personality.
Right.
I hang around athletes. I know they all got personality. Yeah. Was it a challenge for you at Complex? Were they pretty open in those moments? And if not, when you were in a situation interviewing someone and they're kind of dry, what kind of recommendations do you have in pulling things out of them and all that type of
stuff? So I think the beautiful thing about being at Complex is they kind of know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Right? So those type of players are already open. They talk about different things. They're ready for it.
Excuse me. Yeah.
So they know what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. And I think athletes' biggest problem is they don't ever want to, you know, make anyone mad, any specific group mad. Mm-hmm. So they're very much by the book. Mm-hmm. Like, they just stay on a straight and narrow. But my tip is what I want to do if I see an athlete that's kind of dry, I just talk to them. Mm-hmm. Just have a normal conversation. I try to show that I'm genuine, mm-hmm. that I'm not trying to get any BS quote out of you, that I'm not trying to put you in a poor position. So if I can tell that he's a little standoffish or a little distance prior to the interview or during the interview, I just try to say, listen, I'm here. This is a normal interview.
Right.
This is genuine. I'm not trying to get any BS quote out of you. I'm not trying to.
And which I think happens a lot.
That happens a lot. And I think that's what helped me with the Amon Shumpert interview, the KD interview, because they know that I'm genuine. I'm not trying to get any type of BS quote out of them that other teams can use for bulletin board material or that's going to be on the ESPN news cycle for 48 hours.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
So. No, that makes sense. That's actually really good. What was the interview that was most difficult for you to prepare for?
Most difficult? Trying to think, what was the most
difficult one? It's fine. Pierce is the man, you know. Nah,
every interview, I think every interview has its challenges.
Okay,
you know, so I don't, but nothing's been really like super difficult to do. Pharrell might have been tough because like that was my first week, and it really felt like a rookie going against Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Because he's done this so many times.
Yeah,
and he gave you a great answer, and you don't know where to go next. And that was something I learned.
Yeah,
but. I would say that, but it was still fun. I learned from it, and I just take every interview challenge, because there's a challenge in every interview. Mm. Try to correct it for my next one. Let that snowball, and before you know it, you don't have too many difficulties.
How did you learn that, would you say? Learning how to, you know, make a conversation?
I think it's an everyday thing. Mm. You know, I think it's you build it away from the camera. You built it your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, just having conversations with people, being attentive, listening. I think that's so important, just being attentive. Just listening to what people are saying.
Like
you know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say, again, watching the interviews have been, like, really great for me as someone who's aspiring to kind of work up to something. And you say you look at a lot of your old stuff, and you like, man, I'm so much better now. So that's great. That's a reminder there's never a time for you to, like, that you stop going, working up towards
something. I hope I never reach that point where I feel like I can't keep working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I always feel like somebody's trying to come for my spot. Somebody's trying to take my spot. And you just, I just feel like you have to have that approach.
Yeah.
Never get stale in your craft. Keep working.
So we also, good interviewer, but also your fashion is
Appreciate you
take it seriously. I'll say that.
I do.
So we got some pictures of Pierce. Well, two pictures.
Oh, boy.
You know, when you put it on Instagram, it's open to everybody. So what I like about this, right?
Okay.
Because I'm a fashion guy, too.
Okay.
You got to show them that you can do both. Get you a man that can do both.
Get you a man that can do both.
So we got the suit. semi-model look okay, on the right, right, right but right. still reminds them that I'm a little street. I got the shoes on. All right, I got the colorful shoes.
You know, in case the fight break out, yeah, exactly. we're still ready.
And then I got my Tim's in the left okay. with the Lincoln jersey and yeah. The jeans, the cut-up jeans. I like the versatility. Man.
Appreciate
like
it, brother. It. You know what's funny about the picture on the left with mm-hmm. the Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey? So that was my, air quotes, Halloween costume.
Ah, really?
Now, yeah, that was my Halloween costume. I'm not a big... growing up, I was like, why would I be somebody else for Halloween? I like who I am. Like, I'm gonna be Pierce.
Yeah.
So that was my Halloween costume. I was like, let's keep it very Brooklyn. Keep the Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey on, the Tim's. So that was a great night. And then the one on the right, that was when I was an intern at Nice Kicks. Surprisingly enough, yeah. Okay. We did like a photo shoot, and they were like, you know, go get you a suit and get you some. We got these shoes for you, and let's try and see how this look works. And it's funny because I see this picture and I just know that suit is not tailored. I'm like cringing a little bit, but hey man, it works.
I got the He Got Game shout out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and
it got the
classic,
got the suit that looks good from here, but you know what, look, if when you want perfection, you always find a way to do
true, but as long as it looks good, that's all that matters, right?
So what got you into your fashion decisions? One, I knew I had to bring my A game today.
Okay,
appreciate. I got my denim button
I
up
see
on,
you shining,
got the
bro. I see you shining,
got the watch.
I like right, it. I love so, it, I love it, I see you, bro.
I was ready for you.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
But what got you into the fashion in general?
Like, my mom. Growing up, my mom, she would not let you leave the house looking crazy. That is not going to happen with Romel Simpson. Absolutely
wish
not.
Your mom was like, my mom was not like that.
My mama was not letting you out the house looking crazy. She, like, I remember growing up, everything was ironed. Everything was laid out. You had to match. Don't go to school not matching.
You from the South, though. I know y'all sometimes take matching to the next level.
We definitely
the plaid top, plaid bottom, plaid shoes, and
I may or may not have been a victim of that.
That was on Instagram.
Listen, having Air Force Ones match the tall tee? Come on now. That was definitely me in 2007.
But that was hot, though. You went to high school. You was effing the game up.
3X tees all day.
I don't miss that era at
I
all,
do not bro. Miss it either. I cringe at that era.
What goes into nowadays your fashion decisions?
Man, just being me, you know, doing something that I enjoy. I'm very much like a basics guy. I just believe in great jeans, great shoes, maybe like a plain t-shirt. You know, if you want to switch it up, denim button up, you know, different things, maybe some designer things here and there. But for the most part, I don't want to seem too pretentious, but I can put things together and make it look good.
Is there a time in an interview where you're deciding between a suit or regular clothes?
Right. So I would say red carpets that are pretty formal. I try to keep it formal but still match my audience.
Okay.
Right, so NFL honors event that we had, I knew it was very much black tie button up, but I didn't want to go too much because I know our audience isn't like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me just go all black button up. Felt like I still look good, still was presentable at this event, but still appeased my audience. So that was important to me. But for the most part, I'm just dressing how I dress on any normal day.
Yeah. Who is the best dressed in entertainment and sports, in your opinion? First sports
best,
and then entertainment.
Okay, best dressed in sports, yes. LeBron James.
Really?
LeBron is best dressed in sports. I got a short list for that. LeBron's on there. Victor Cruz is on there. Who else is best? I really had this list the other
you
day, and I was like,
list.
They really dress well. KD's getting better.
He's coming along.
He's getting better.
He's coming along.
Yeah, he's coming a long way. He's definitely getting better. Henry Lundqvist, who plays with the New York Rangers, maybe. I'm unsure about my hockey teams, but I know he played with the Rangers. Yeah, that's my list. Von Miller's, he's getting better.
He's got football players as a little work in process.
And, you know, it's tough for them because they're, like, they're so
huge.
They're big. They're big. And you say entertainment, right?
Yeah, entertainment. So musicians.
Best
interesting names that I saw omitted from that sports list.
Okay, let me see. Give me some names.
Well, Dwayne Wade and Russell Westbrook, I feel like, are pioneers, right?
Here's the thing.
Okay, here's the thing. I know you got some feelings about Russ.
Here's the thing. Russ is on there.
Okay.
Russ is on there.
Okay.
But the caveat that I have is I'm kind of catering towards my personal preference, right?
Okay.
So I can say, yeah, that works. No way I could wear that.
Russ makes me feel that way every time.
Right. Yeah. It's like, that's. I know that's fly. I know that's a lot of designer brands and high-end fashion. I couldn't pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I walk somewhere with, you remember he had the photographer jacket on? Like the vest that was orange?
Before the KD game?
I would get clowned so bad. I'd be like, Pierce, what are you doing?
Anybody would get clowned so bad.
That's true.
He's Russell Westbrook, so he gets away with a lot. Why not?
Yeah. Hey, listen, that was great segue right there. Amazing.
Well, so entertainment, you can do music, you can do actors.
Oh.
We got Kanye, we got, I don't know, 2 Chainz if you want to say 2 Chainz.
Kanye dresses pretty...
He's
he has his moments.
Yeah.
He has his moments. I think peak Kanye dressing while I was like 2011 through 2013.
That's not a pop collar Kanye, is it?
No, that's like... Some high fashion, but still wearing Jordans here and there.
Okay, yeah.
APC denim.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He
like
still
Kanye
knows.
Too.
Yeah, I like that Kanye. That was peak Kanye.
Speaking of, okay, which era Kanye are you? Are you college dropout, late registration, graduation, 808s and heartbreaks, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, or now, wherever we are now? I don't know where we are. Life of Pablo.
Peak. I would say Kanye at the peak of his powers was probably My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeah. I always get so nervous trying to pronounce that album. So I'm like, wait a minute, so much going on. Yeah. But my personal favorite would probably be Graduation Kanye.
Yeah, I agree.
Graduation Kanye was great.
Music is important when you can remember a time with it.
Exactly.
And those Late Registration, those two albums, I remember.
Yeah. And like Late Registration was a birthday present I asked for when I was 13, I think.
Okay.
I was like one of my, I was like, Mom, you got to give me Late Registration. You got to give me this album. She got it for me for my birthday. So I remember that. But I would say Late Registration and Graduation era was great.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. So I don't want to get away too from fashion. So since you are...
I'm still trying to think of an entertainer fashion that...
Oh, yeah. I was letting you off the hook on that
Jason Sudeikis dresses really well.
I don't know who that is.
You know his face. Okay. I would say that. He's been in a lot of comedies. When you see his face, you're like, oh, I know that guy.
All right, good.
Yeah, cool. Trust me. You will. And who else can I put on the list that dresses really well? That's an entertainer.
Rappers are very... It's
hit or
so
miss.
Rangy.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
They do something interesting stuff. We're in an interesting era with rap. Is that him definitely right there? Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah, that's him. That's
nice.
Him.
See? Shout out to...
Yeah. A lot of Jordans. A lot of great sneakers.
So here's what we're going to do next. Since you're so into fashion...
Okay.
I have some scenarios for you...
Here we go.
...where you have to choose...
All right.
...which one you would likely wear...
Oh, boy. All right.
...pre-interview, right?
I love it.
So we're going to pull it up full screen, but I got some for you in front of you.
I think what I see on the left side...
Oh, it's a setup. But you got to pick, all right? Since you love LeBron so much, he's on that list.
Is that the 2003 milk white draft
you
suit?
You love you some LeBron, right?
Man. Okay.
We got Shaq for our viewers. Okay. You got Shaq, probably 2002... I don't know where the pants start and where the blazer
This is
ends.
Like a combination of Shaft and Steve Harvey right here.
This is interesting. This is like around the AI era, high fashion wasn't a thing. And you got to do Dennis Rodman, all right?
Man.
I'm sorry. I had to do Dennis Rodman now, though.
You know what works well with this? Dennis is from Texas. He's from Dallas.
He is?
Yeah, so that's it. Everything kind of ties together. Okay.
So you're picking Dennis Rodman is what I'm hearing.
So what's the... we can cross that out. Absolutely not on that one.
Cool.
So what's the scenario on this one?
Here's a question I forgot to ask you. Who is a celebrity that you want, the next person you want to interview?
I can give you like a short list of people I'm dying to talk to.
Number one. Just give me number one.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. All right. You are wearing this in front of Barack Obama. Pick.
Can I tailor it? can I see a tailor?
As is in your face. I might go Dennis Rodman.
I think I might go Shaq.
I think Shaq might be the safest.
Here's the
decision.
Thing. It's safe because it's so dark, right? It's a dark suit with like a black shirt underneath. The LeBron suit, you walk in anywhere, people are like, what is going on?
You can't
on?
Wear all white and it's not
is,
fitted.
This is prom.
This
is prom.
He was 18. He probably wore it to prom.
He might, but these shoes, though.
Yeah, that makes me think he didn't.
These shoes look like a Batman villain. And it's really bothering me. Yo, that's what's like really frightening about NBA draft picks. Mm-hmm. Or NFL draft picks. The suit you wear will live on forever.
Oh, yeah.
So don't pick anything terrible because they will always go
Period.
Back.
Period. And LeBron, I mean, I think this is still before Dwayne Wade and like those guys really made fashion a
this
thing.
This is closer to the Shaq era.
Yeah,
so
it
it's like this makes sense.
Yeah, 2004. Yeah. So if you, I don't know, look at that draft. It's got Carmelo. I should have got these pictures, but Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, all of their suits.
And yeah,
look
what
at
was that 2003?
2004 thing or 2000?
Yeah, 2003. 2003 draft.
Yeah. So they, oh man, they've come a long way.
They
come
have.
A long way.
They have.
And so our next scenario.
Okay.
The same situation here. Yeah. I just want you to pick something outlandish again. All right.
Okay,
so
okay.
This is our next picture. In this picture, we got Paul George.
I already got my choice. Wait, it depends on the scenario. So maybe, let me wait.
Yeah, maybe I should change the scenario. We got Paul George in the far left, and I love Paul George.
Yeah.
And he actually is a pretty good dresser.
Yeah.
I think this is a questionable decision.
There.
Russell Westbrook wearing a lot of colors. I know you're from the South, so I was thinking
going
maybe.
On.
And then this infamous Charles Barkley man purse, short shorts, and what do we call those? It's not a wife beater, but, you know.
And those shoes
like
look like tap dance shoes or something.
Yeah. I mean. Tap dance shoes. Shout out to my
One
engineer.
Thing, he's very well tanned. Got to say that.
You talking about Charles?
Charles.
I haven't seen them this small in years.
No. I'm looking at his ankles, and they're very tiny.
So, all right. If you, you have a celebrity crush?
Yes.
All right. Who's your celebrity crush?
Rihanna.
Rihanna? Yeah. All right, cool.
Rihanna can
Rihanna's
my life.
Cool, though. No, I can't hate on that. You wearing this in front of her?
I'm going with the Charles Barkley.
Right? No doubt? Oh, you going to show her some skin?
I'm showing skin. I'm showing shoulders. I'm showing all that.
I love that.
I'm going on the right. Charles Barkley.
Everything in me wants to pick Russ.
Here's the thing, though, right? So if you're going after Rihanna and she sees you in this Russ outfit, she's like, why does he have all these colors on? What's going on?
I got to change mine to Alicia Keys.
Why does he have the umbrella? Okay.
Yeah, the umbrella. You lost me. The car. We could pick a different car. This is a GQ shoe, by the way. Yeah. But, so that makes more sense. But I agree.
But like, this goes back to like, it works for people. Right. So like, if Russ wore this, he'd be like, I can see it. I get it.
Because Russ wore it.
I get it, right?
And I'm chocolate too, so it's a little different.
Yeah, us dark skinned brothers got to stick together.
So all my fashion people out there, understand, when you are looking at celebrities, skin complexion matters when you comparing yourself or anything like that.
Yo, Paul, the issue with Paul George, mm-hmm. is just the pants. They just seem too long. They just keep going. I think he'd be tailored on a little bit. He'd be
maybe
fine.
Maybe he could get away with it. The color, yeah. Green on green is very dangerous. Very
little bit.
Dangerous.
Decision. Little dangerous.
So our next scenario, we got, I love bringing in Tim Duncan into the situation. We got male rompers. How do you feel about male rompers?
This is hilarious. I'm definitely against them.
Okay, all
but
right.
It goes back to like certain people can pull it off.
Right. Cam Newton made it look real cool.
Yeah, he looks did. Like Anderson Pac right here, though.
He does. I would say if Russell Westbrook comes out and says that male rompers are not a thing, I know that is too far. Because Russell Westbrook.
Right. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Like, what does Russell come out against?
Right. Your motto is why not? He's like, you don't like male rompers.
He's like, nope, this neon can't romper is not me. I cannot do this.
And you got J.R. Smith shirtless. Again, Rihanna's in front of you. Barack Obama is later. So you choosing.
Rihanna,
you got to keep both of these outfits on. I already know what you're about to pick.
Is this Rihanna?
This is Rihanna and then Barack Obama.
So I got to go. I got to see Rihanna first and then go
you
see
you got to interview with Rihanna and you have to wear the same outfit.
See,
and then
see,
you got Barack Obama
out. That's where the fly is. Fly in the ointment with this one. Because if I didn't have to go see Barack and I'm just seeing Rihanna, I'm going JR.
I knew you was about to say that.
All day. In his current state. As is at that celebration.
Yeah, why not?
Just like that. But if I'm going to see Barack Obama afterwards, I think the best situation would be the romper, unfortunately.
The romper over Tim Duncan? Because I know we've all worn an outfit like that before.
Yes. Yes, Tim is drowning in those clothes.
Tim Duncan don't
but this
care.
Is that outfit on the left, unfortunately, is like me in 2008.
That was probably me from 10 to 14.
Yeah, until
somebody
that's about right.
School.
Hey, listen. The lunchroom will humble you quick.
Oh, real quick.
Cafeteria will humble
and
you.
And here's my last one for you. I had to do a little Prince shout out for you. So, yeah, but you know, Prince is not one of those guys that could get away with anything.
See, I enjoy these visuals because I like to do the same thing.
Yeah. I took this from your Iman Shumpert.
I appreciate that, brother.
So, right there, we got Prince in his iconic Purple Rain.
Rest in peace to the legend.
R.I.P. to the GOAT. And then our all white, I don't know what that is on the right, but it's Prince. Again, Rihanna is in front of you.
Oh, okay. Listen.
You still got Rihanna.
This is what's great about it. Whatever, like wearing this outfit mm-hmm. comes with a lot of swagger, right?
You have to. You gotta walk.
You gotta be oozing Ooh. With swagger.
Yes.
I think I'm going with the purple jacket.
Okay.
And the white underneath.
And that was nice because I saw a picture of Prince with a leotard on.
See, that's kind of.
And I didn't want you to put you in that situation.
Funny thing is, 2 years from now, Russ is wearing that in the walkway to go play.
Agreed.
The Pelicans.
Agreed.
He's playing the Pelicans game 42. 2018, he's wearing that outfit.
No doubt.
He's wearing that outfit.
So, all right, man, I wanted to get into some fashion stuff with you. Thank you for participating in that one.
No problem, brother.
This is my favorite part of our interview, and then we'll probably be closing out. I wanted to get into kind of your journey. We kind of touched on it a little bit, but let me find my sheet of paper. Here it is. Yeah,
see, so I gave you real answers.
You did.
To my credit on this one.
BS,
I gave you real answers.
Except for the Kendrick Drake thing, but you know,
yeah,
I understand.
Listen, they're killing the game right now.
They're killers, for sure. Who do you have a favorite rapper?
Jay-Z is my all time favorite rapper.
Agreed. I got into hip hop when Jay-Z and Nas were beefing, but Nas won that.
I kind of jokingly tell people that Jay-Z and my father helped me be a man.
Jay-Z, man, Blueprint, Black Album, all that.
Got
man,
all of it, got every album.
Jay's the GOAT, man, for sure. So let's talk about your journey a little bit. You've actually
Can we do one more fashion thing?
Okay. Let's do it.
While we were doing Prince.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
I need to know your thoughts on the assless situation.
My cheek is out.
Swag.
Is it out? I can't
It's out. I mean, that's the nice picture.
I've stared at it too long, so I can't look at it.
So I'm going to hit y'all with the sports. According to sources, Prince's butt is out in this photo. I'm going to hit you with the athlete answer. No comment.
I think that's the best situation answer in this situation. Oh, that's great. Thank you for adding that picture. That's I was trying to avoid the butt cheek ones, but now it was meant to be.
But Prince is an icon.
Yeah.
Prince, you know, Prince could do that.
Maybe, Pierce, you'll get to a point one day where you can wear whatever you want as well.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
What would you say is your next step? What do you, where would you like to see Pierce Simpson 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Hopefully television.
Okay.
That's definitely the ultimate goal.
Acting or?
I would love to host some type of, like my ultimate goal in a perfect world would to be like host some type of sports show.
Okay.
And also do daytime television at the same time. Hmm. So kind of like the Michael Strahan route. That would be incredible. Yeah. That's somebody I look up
to. Who would have thought that? Because I don't feel like he had as big of a personality in when he was an NFL
player.
But his transition from
because like that transition, you would think would be specifically for an NBA player.
Right.
You know what their face looks like.
Right.
NBA players are generally more interactive with the media. Football players, it's definitely always harder to cut through.
Yeah.
You know, because you have a helmet on.
Yeah.
People can't really recognize you when you're out your pads. So to see Michael Strahan do that and do it successfully. So he's the benchmark.
And I like the advice I take from his journey is imperfections are like see you got the gap
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we know how Hollywood is. It's very, you know, image driven.
Yeah.
But sometimes you gotta not take yourself so seriously because now that's kind of part of who he is. You know what I mean? It's like very to not see him like that would be kind of weird.
Because sometimes when you're trying to play towards that image conscious thing, you lose track of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose track of who you are, people can't buy into you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just won't respect you.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things, kind of maybe getting a little off topic. Any interview that I do or any type of news story that I do, I just want the audience to trust me.
Mm.
You know, just trust me. Trust that I'm giving you who I am. And I feel like the rest will take care of itself.
How do you feel like you organically established that?
Just being me.
Mm.
You know, just being the same person I am in front of the camera when I get home.
Mm.
You know, just that. Just being the same person.
That's good, man. Would you say, so we made a big deal. Now, it is like really cool that you are interviewing so many celebrities, but people who don't see the behind the scenes, the work for all that stuff, what would you want people to understand about that process of doing that and also getting to this point?
It takes a lot of work. Mm. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of leaning on faith, leaning on, you know, what you believe in and really betting on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people may see me at Complex, but they don't know the journey it took to get there. You know, the everyday type things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for instance, for me to even get to Complex, it all goes back to me being in my senior year of college, being in the advisory office, knowing that I want to intern at Nice Kicks the summer that I graduate, realizing that I don't have enough credits to be able to graduate that summer. It may push me to the fall. Okay, got to load up my spring calendar with 19 hours. For some context, 15 hours is a full semester.
What?
Did 19, then did one summer class, all while I'm commuting from Dallas to Denton, Texas, which is about 48 hours there and 48 hours back.
Wow.
So it's like, how bad do you want it? That's what I always say. You know, how bad do you want it? Because it's an everyday thing.
Was there a crossroads for you where you really questioned if you wanted to do it or even before when you were trying to do other stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what was that journey like?
I think it was at those moments where, it was definitely the moments where I was interning at Nice Kicks and not necessarily knowing what was going to happen. You know, because when you're interning, you're not necessarily, you're not an employee, you're not getting paid, you're kind of having to rely on faith.
Mm.
And at that point in time, I was interning, I had just graduated college, I was working on $40 a week from my pops while taking like the rail, you know, like a monorail to and from my house to downtown Austin. And so while I was interning there for like 2 months, 2.5 months, working on $40 a week, knowing I was a college graduate, could go somewhere to get a job, some steady employment, something stable, you're hearing things from your parents like, yo, like, what are you doing? Like, what's this whole Nice Kicks thing? What's this whole sneaker thing? But I knew it was a foot in the door to maybe get on camera and do something bigger. You know, I always had potentially Complex, you know, in the vision, like, get to that next step. You know, no matter where you are, you have to plot where you want to go, you know, in order to understand what your path is, what your vision is. So the crossroads was definitely those intern days and trying to block out the noise and just stay focused and see the ultimate goal.
You kind of touched on it, but what kind of advice to people who are there, who basically, you know, are at that crossroad?
Yeah.
They're interning, may not be getting paid.
Right.
You know, they know what they want to do.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they're stuck. How kind of advice would you give to someone who to an extent has overcome that?
Right.
Would you give that?
Variety of things. First and foremost, whatever you believe in, lean on that faith.
Yeah.
Keep it strong. You have to keep it. Because sometimes when you're at that crossroads or, you know, those moments where you don't know where to go, you usually feel isolated, kind of feel by yourself. But you have to lean on that because that'll give you strength. also keep working. Don't stop the work. Keep working. Keep building up that war chest. Keep at it every day. Just keep at it. You know, I always say, like, lay 5 bricks a day, because when it's all said and done, you're going to have that house or that mansion that you want. But it's an everyday thing. Keep laying those bricks and keep working. Keep sharpening those tools. Also, just stay alert. Stay attentive. Keep learning. And be sure to reach out to people that you really admire and that you admire their work. Don't just reach out for the hell of reaching out.
Right.
Be sure to reach out and say, hey, listen, I like your work. I like what you're doing. I want to learn from you. Because that's how I was able to get on and get connections, just by genuinely saying, I like what you're doing. I like your work. I appreciate what you're doing. That way you make a genuine connection, and that person is going to be more willing to help you out,
yeah,
you know, in the future. Next, bet on yourself. You know, bet on yourself. One of my closest friends, Adeola, just graduated law school. So shout out, man. Congrats on that.
That's cool, bro.
Love you, brother. Congrats. So whenever we were in school together, we'd be on the balcony at University of North Texas, just always kind of talking about our dreams, what we wanted. He wanted to go to law school, graduate, finish up, become a lawyer. I had these ideas of being on camera, being somewhere big, hopefully making it to television. So we always sit up there after class and just kind of spitball these dreams, right? Just talk, and then we go get pizza afterwards. But seeing it come to fruition, it all comes back to something we always say before we left. It's like, bet on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, take those shots. Take them. You got nothing to lose. Like, bet on yourself, because at the end of the day, like, you just won't lose.
That's interesting. I really like that. You got to have an anchor of source.
Yeah.
So it sounds like your faith walk is, like, really important for you in that area. How is that something in Hollywood where, you know,
right.
Hollywood is?
Yeah.
So how would you say that's something you maintain or, you know, maintain?
I think it's just all walks of life. There's things that try to steer you away from your faith,
right,
or what you may believe in. You just can't focus on it. You know, you just have to always center yourself. There may be times where you feel like you may not go to church as much, or you may kind of waver on it. But as long as you find that center, you know where you are, and you know how your heart is. So that's how I stay centered, and I know who I am.
And what is your motivation? What keeps you grinding even now to work towards something?
Fear.
Hmm. Oh, really? Interesting.
Fear of being mediocre. Fear of being average or below average. That scares me. That scares me every day.
Yeah.
That I may not be fulfilling what I want to accomplish, or who I want to be, or where I want to be. And my father and I had this conversation not too long ago, where he was like, you need to start treating things like you got children to feed. I don't have any children. Once you start having that mindset, you're like, nothing's going to stop me. Because you're setting yourself up now for your family, your future family, their kids. So you just never know the chain or the lineage that you're creating. And it's an everyday thing. So that motivates me, and of course, my family.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I think, once again, it's really cool once you do research on someone and watch all the interviews and stuff, but you get to meet them in person and you're like, oh, they're dope. Like, you know,
appreciate
what I mean? They have
brother.
Depth.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So once again, thank you for coming through and joining us.
No problem.
Man.
No problem, man. got the clap.
Got the
love
hand claps.
I love it.
Yeah, man, I would say it's very motivational because we talked about this a little bit, but you come off as very genuine yourself.
Appreciate it, man.
You can really tell about that a person two minutes in.
Yeah, and likewise.
Yeah,
likewise, same with
not.
You. You know, I guess before we go, I think it's always important to just, like, be you.
Yeah.
Just, like, never take yourself too serious. You know, no matter where you may be or who are you talking to, who you may, like, how important you may perceive your job as being, like, at the end of the day,
it's not your rank. It's not your worth. That's not. I mean, as dope as these opportunities are, that does not define who you are.
Like, for me, I'm always willing to help people. If you reach out, I'm always willing to help people. Always willing to put them in positions of power or opportunity, because if somebody denied me, then I wouldn't be in this spot.
No doubt.
So
ladies, like you heard, he always willing to put you in a position of power. That's Pierce.Simpson on Instagram for the DMs, and on Twitter, Pierce Simpsons. Hit your boy up.
See.
And
trying to get me caught up.
Yeah.
Trying to get me caught up in the streets.
Hey, Rihanna might somehow watch this video.
Rihanna, if you all watch this video.
What you got?
My number is.
Oh, no, man. So, yo, please be sure to check out all his content.
Appreciate
on Complex Magazine if you see Pierce Simpson.
I had to stop by. I'm literally moving today.
You are.
I still had to make time for you.
He is, and
brother.
I appreciate that. And so that, if Pierce Simpson is on the interview or on that Complex Magazine, you know it's going to be something interesting. You know it's going to be something entertaining.
Appreciate it, brother.
And I hope you guys enjoy kind of getting to know one of the faces of Complex Magazine, because I think this man is just at his beginning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So
thank you.
Hopefully 5-10 years down the road, people look back at that and be like, oh man, he was dope even back then. And
appreciate it.
Who's that chocolate brother next to him? I like him, man.
We're gonna make it together. Yeah, man.
No doubt. Yeah. But yo, man, I really appreciate you coming through.
Appreciate
that
it,
is
brother.
Actually the end of our BHL conversation. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview. You can hit me up on Twitter, of course. I'm D'Angelo TV, and on Instagram at D'Angelo. But I will see you guys later. Deuces.
You killed it, bro.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.